Well, today I'm talking to a grand old Evertonian, Jimmy. What's your full name, Jimmy?
Mac Cudden.
James Mac Cudden. Where were you born, Jim?
Everton.
Born in Everton. Yeah. Right. And when were you born?
The 22nd of the 9th, 1909.
1909. So that makes you 100 years old.
I'm sorry, I haven't got the... Give us your key, John. You're all right.
Start again, Jim. Right, today I'm talking to Jimmy, a grand old Evertonian. What's your name, Jim? Your full name?
James McCudden.
Where were you born?
Everton.
What a place. And when were you born?
22nd of the 9th, 1909.
That makes you 100 years old. Very good. Do you remember what your parents did for a living?
Yes, my father worked for Christopherson's, a chair maker in Netherfield Road. And my mother done whatever jobs came up during the First World War. And afterwards, my father was killed in the Battle of the Somme when I was 8 years of age.
Okay. Did you go to school in Liverpool, Jim?
Yes, I went to St. Chrysostom School and I went to Sacred Heart School. So I'm a Protestant Catholic.
How long have you supported Everton?
The first match I saw, my stepfather was an Evertonian, and he took me with him and squeezed me in the turnstile and paid sixpence for me. And that meant I got in at half price. And it's sixpence for the man on a turnstile.
When was that? Do you know when that was?
Well, I can't. I'll tell you the names I can remember from those early days. Was Fern was the goalkeeper, Downs, and MacDonald. I'm not sure whether it was MacDonald. Downs was the right fullback. Not Bromelow, Fleetwood, Grenier, Harrison was outside left, Sammy Chesdoy was outside right, not inside right, as it says in one of the books. He was outside right. And,
Jim, why did you choose to become an Everton fan?
Well, when I first seen them, that was the first professional game I saw was Everton, and I couldn't tell you who they were playing that day, but
right.
From then onwards I was an Evertonian.
Who was your favourite player of the past?
Well, it's hard to say because there's so many good players, but Alan Ball stood out because I first saw Alan Ball. My son is a Liverpoolian, by the way. And I was at a match where Liverpool were playing Blackpool, and Alan Ball hadn't made his name then, but he made his name with me. I said to my son, see that lad there running around, he's going to be a good footballer. He is a good footballer, not knowing that he would eventually come to Everton. So Alan Ball, I would pick out as being one of the best Everton players I've seen.
But you must have seen the greatest of them all, Dixie Dean.
Well, Dixie Dean, I remember. I was at the Manchester City and Everton final when Everton beat Manchester City. And Trebilco was a new player Everton had signed. And he scored two goals and Dean scored the other one. So they beat Manchester City. After the game, Dean stood in front of me and the crowd, of course, were holding up the cup. And I just stood there looking at him in awe. And from there, I went back to where I was working in Wales, Llandudno. And I saw Dean after he retired in a pub in Chester. And the lads I was with went in the parlour with the drinks, and I just stood there looking in awe at Dixie Dean, never saying a word, just looking at him. And I couldn't speak to him, but that was my last
must have been amazing, that.
Sight of Dixie. Yes, you'll never forget Dixie Dean.
No. Did you have any favourite managers of the past, Jim? Any managers you like?
Well, Catterick was a good manager.
Yeah.
And Howard Kendall was a good manager.
Yeah.
I think Howard Kendall won the most honours for Everton.
Yeah. What was it like going to the match in the 1920s? Did you go on the tram or
no,
on your bike?
Well, I used to live in Everton, as I say, and I used to walk through Stanley Park, walk there and walk back.
Yeah. So were you far away from the ground then?
Well, from where I lived in Walker Street by the Hippodrome, it took about 20 minutes
right.
to walk through Stanley Park.
Yeah. What did Goodison look like in those days?
Well, it didn't look as good as what it does now. It looks a much better place now.
Did it have many stands?
Yes, they built another stand on the main stand.
Yeah.
I made it much higher, so they got more supporters.
Yeah. Okay.
I was a season ticket holder in Gladys Street End at one time, and in Bullens Road End at the other, another year.
Do you remember going to any Liverpool Everton games?
Oh yes.
Any good ones?
Yes, there were some good ones, but
any you can remember that Everton won?
When Everton did beat Liverpool, that was an occasion.
It was. Right. What do you think about Everton-Liverpool sharing a ground? Do you think that will ever happen?
Well, most of the supporters are against it. But I think that's the only way they can get a good modern ground. I'd be in favour of it.
You would be. And do you think football's too money orientated now? Is it all about money?
Oh, it is, yes. There should have been a curb on the wages. So this all came about when the give them a free rein, and they used to get the talk was that the good players, before this rise in the money came up, used to be a rumour used to go around, they players like Dixie Dean and Alan Ball would get money under the table, meaning they were getting over the rates.
Not now. Do you ever remember any rituals you used to have with wearing a hat or a certain scarf? As I know my father used to.
I remember one time there was a group in the Gladys Street End who seemed to be all Scotch lads, and they were trying to get the Scotch feeling in the Gladys Street End. But it never came off. They started singing the Scotch songs, and
yeah.
The Evertonians didn't like that.
No, didn't think that. Did you ever see any international matches, Jim, or was it purely Everton? Did you ever go to see England? Or?
No, I don't ever remember seeing any. international matches.
Always an Evertonian. Can you tell me a story about going to the match that you can remember with, you know, with fun? Can you remember a story about going to a game and it turned out to be something happened at the match which you've always remembered?
Well, I can remember one of Everton's full-backs broke his leg, and I just can't name him now, but you could hear the crack all over the ground.
Oh dear.
I knew that his leg was broken. And he was a right full-back at the time, and he never done much good after that.
No.
But I can't think of his name.
You've never forgotten that? No. It's sickened you.
I remember when the corner rule was changed, where they could score from a corner. And in one of the Everton books, it says Chedzoy was inside right. Chedzoy was outside right. But that day, he took that corner from the left, and he dribbled in towards...
goal.
He saw the fault in the rules, and he dribbled in towards the goal. Everybody seemed to stand back and think, oh, that's not allowed, but it was.
Oh, God. So, do you remember seeing Dixie when he got 60 goals?
Oh, yes, I went straight from work to see that game. And what happened in that game, Charlie Buchan, who was a very good player, was playing for the opposite team, and he never got a look in. And he complained about it afterwards. But Dixie's 60th goal was amazing. A corner, I believe it was from Alex Troop, and Dixie scored his 60th goal. Everybody went wild.
Was everybody singing?
Yes. And as usual, I walked back home, but full of delight. In fact, I went to most games on my own, even the cup finals. I used to go on my own because sometimes I was working away from Liverpool.
So, do you watch football now, Jim? Do you still watch Everton
on
the TV?
Television. Oh, yes.
Do you watch Everton?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you like any of the players of today, Everton players?
Well, they've brought in some good foreign players. David Moyes is a good manager. Yeah. And some of the local boys are quite good. So, anybody outstanding?
No.
No, they play more as a team.
They do.
David Moyes sees to that.
Yeah. So do you expect them to have success in the coming years?
I do, yes. Oh. If they get enough money. Money rules the game now.
Absolutely, yeah. Jimmy, thanks very much for your time today, and appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay. I think that's all done. I think that's it, Jim. I hope that's recorded.
What do you call that, John?
It's a recorder. I'll try and get them. Hurry. Oh. Just wanted to check that. Ah, hello. I'm not sure whether it's recorded or not. Can you... You know how to and you're more intelligent than me. Do you know how have I recorded that? I don't know. When we won't come in, it completely blew it all. Play it back.
Which one's playback? That one? Or that one?